A tour through our St. John's home. The only home where we all live together. I'd like to take you into our very lived-in home. We usually came in through the kitchen door, because it was nearest our store, and then, that kitchen was usually where the action was. It had the big black friendly stove in one corner, with enough room for a big table, where 11 or 12 of us could sit easily, and the one great event of every day was our meals. We took meals together and they were always a happy experience. Yes, they were special. Our entire family had a great sense of humor and used it best at mealtime. I remember no sour faces at our table. Going from the kitchen east, we went into the long room, two beds usually, and there then on east into the little room. Going from the kitchen we went north into the fireplace room. This was where we lived, we studied, sang and entertained friends. It would probably be a family room today, but to me it was much more than that. From the long room to the north was the only door going into the parlor. The parlor was only used on very special occasions. I was not old enough to use this beautiful special room except on two of my birthday parties, and then we were served in the fireplace or outside. Yes, this is the home I remember, and I see everyone in my family best there, even to our baby boy Arthur, with his lovable wonderful big black dog Nigger. The children. Eddie was the oldest of our nine. Hurry and get to work, here comes Eddie. He was like that, you just can't think of Eddie without thinking of the busiest fellow in town. He loved life and everyone knew it. He was much like a second father to me. I thought he was the handsomest man in town. He wanted to do everything there was to do and do it well. He wanted to succeed, and wanted the rest of us to be right there with him. I remember when Eddie went on his mission. Mother had a nice dinner for him that night. She set the table so nice, and we had white mush with sugar and cinnamon on the top. Eddie must have liked that. It was a treat for us, like ice cream is today. I knew my mother had been crying, because she was sending her boy down into Georgia, where the missionaries had been having problems. Eddie had his problems too, but he didn't write home about most of them. After I was married, I met one of his companions and he told me how he and Eddie were poisoned when they ate at someone's home. They had been given enough to kill them, but they administered to each other and the Lord healed them. No wonder Mother was sad to see Eddie go out into the unknown world. When he came back from his mission, he married the talented Ethel Farr. Ethel was very beautiful and she was a lady in every respect. She was a perfect sister-in-law for our family. She raised the social and cultural life of all of us, and we needed it. He lived all his life close to home, and to Mother and Dad. I think there were very few days, if any, he did not take time to run in to see how they were and what they needed. He was anxious to hold us together and did just that. He had a keen mind and he made a good bishop with his perfect wife to help him. I remember many times, when we opened the store in the morning, there would be people there to see Eddie, to get his advice. Not all were LDS, but he gave them his time and counsel, and I know of none he gave that was not good. It always seemed to me, if Eddie thought it was a good idea, that was the end of it, it must be good. Yes, to me Eddie was much like a second father. I think of him coming in to dinner at noon with a great enthusiasm for the project at hand, and how much fun it would be to get it done. Eddie sat at our long kitchen table just to the left of Father. Mother sat around the corner to the right. May. What a joy to have May as our older sister. How could we be so fortunate? We needed her there, because if ever there was a peacemaker, she was it. She was completely unselfish. She made hats and dresses, and combed our hair to make us pretty. She always made our work fun and the whole house brighten when she walked in the room. The stories she told were different. Even when they were familiar ones, by the time she had added her talents, they were turned into something new indeed. She made every trouble seem lighter, and to walk with her, and talk with her was a delight in itself. You were never too much bother for me. And that same blessing reached hundreds of people during her lifetime. She had such a lovely spirit, I'm sure the Lord is pleased with her life, and so were Mother and Dad. May sat at the other end of the table from Dad. It was easy there for her to wait on the table. Martha was small and dainty and full of life and ambition. One cannot think of her in any other way than getting something done. She was not the outdoor girl, not at all. She was Our Lady, keeping the rest of us and the house nicer and more attractive, because she was concerned about it. She helped keep the house clean and attractive. She also helped the rest of us to look our best, because those things were important to her. She filled our house with music. She made pretty things for our home. We used a tablecloth more often, and she gathered flowers, or made them to sit on the table. She helped Mother fix a new bedspread for our bed in the little room. I never felt more elegant than when I went to bed in that little homemade bed after we got our new spread. She put curtains to match up to the tiny window. Her music filled our house. I used to think she was one of the best musicians, and I still admire her talent. At over 80, she plays the organ and guitar and sings with her husband playing the mandolin. Yes, Martha was just where she was needed, right in the center of our home. She was usually the last one to sit down to dinners, because she wanted to get the others settled first. She sat next to me so she could help with the table. Ernest. How could Mother and Father plan the arrival of their family so well? Ernest came into the family at just the right time and place. He was probably more like Pa than any of the others. When Ernest was big enough to help out, he learned quickly and efficiently to understand the machinery and all the many things Pa was concerned with. He worked with Pa and was so close to him, with his ready wit and good disposition. It was early in his life that he shouldered much more than his share, because of Dad's severe illness. Then what a help he was to Eddie and the older ones, that he had learned so much from Dad. Ernest has always blessed our family with his sharp mind and cheerful, comforting personality. He has taken more time and effort to visit us than any brother, and he always brings news and love from all of them. What a blessing he has been to me and my home. He sat next to Eddie at the back of the long table. If he ever missed a meal, we all felt his absence. Ralph. I think Ralph was the dude of our family. He was tall, handsome, and probably the best friend maker we had. Everyone loved him, and especially the ones near his own age. He kept himself dressed well, even though he worked as hard as any boy Dad had. He kept himself well groomed, and probably would have liked the rest of us to look better too. At any rate, he was the best dressed whiting in town, and I think had more friends. He was one of the smooth dancers. Every girl wanted to dance with him, even his sisters. The special thing about Ralph was, he seemed to make friends among the rich and the poor, and I don't think he ever lost a friend in his life. I think it would have been a tragedy to him if he had. He got married before Ernest did. He married Zella Berry, a sister to Herbert and Fammy. I was so happy that this family was so close to ours. Later, when Ralph married my stepdaughter, Nell, we really became very close to him and his family. Nell was Don's daughter, and has been such a joy to me. Ralph was our real horseman, and where we lived that meant something. I never saw anyone that looked so well on a horse. At the rodeos he came out with more than his share of prizes, and he did a sweet show while doing it. I was proud indeed at that time in my life to be his little sister. Ralph sat by Ernest on the bench close to the wall. Ralph was always satisfied when the food looked good and the table was set well. Lynn. When I think of Lynn at his home, I think of him coming through the kitchen door with a pleasant smile that showed the whitest teeth in our family. He seemed always to be in a hurry to get to the fireplace and get warm. He loved animals, and I think as I look back, that he must have stayed with them as long as he could stand the cold. He was always frail. I never remember a time when we were not concerned about his health. yet he did not talk about it. His keen humor and wit could not be matched by anyone I have ever known. He loved home and liked to be there. This fine quality stayed with him after he married and had a home and family of his own. From the very first, he loved his little brother in a very special way. He seemed to know that Art would help him carry his load when he could not do it, and Art always tried to do just that. Even though there were two girls between them, they were very close brothers. I think perhaps all of Lin's brothers and sisters meant more to him than we meant to each other. He was close to all of us and we enjoyed hearing him talk and laugh. Mother and Dad were always mindful of Lin and he appreciated them for it. He sat down on the same bench with his three older brothers at our dining table. Elder. Before I was old enough to go to school, I always tried to keep an eye on everybody in our family. I couldn't bear the thought of losing one of them. One of the first things I remember are the hours I waited at the gate for Elda. When I saw her coming from school, I would be able to go about my play. I was 3 years old when she started school. Elda was a beautiful little dark-haired girl, independent and spunky. The older ones in the family were proud of her and she seemed to do no wrong. She was a worker and still is. She was a perfect sister to have just older than me. She was probably the daughter who did the most for mother and dad, as she was close by in the last years of their life together and for a few years after dad died. Yes, Elda has been a very model daughter and sister. She sat next to Martha at mealtime, opposite the boys. She was cute, there is no question about that. Minnie, also known as Min. Then came me, shy, sickly, crying me. If mother was out of my sight, I was worried for fear something might happen to her, and I was almost as bad when I could not see the rest of the family. It seems like when they saw I had red hair, they could have given me a better name than Minnie, but as that is about the only way I was ever mistreated, I've stopped complaining about that. I was a shy child and I needed my family because of it. They did love me, because I'm not shy now. I'm 70 years old and I'm doing real well with that problem. Most of my days have been good ones. Much of this blessing I owe to my family. In fact, as my life has turned out, it has been my blessing and my need to keep very close to them, and as a result these nieces and nephews of mine seem to belong to me too. Yes, they really do, and I am fortunate indeed to have them. I cannot say more of the love I have for my brothers and sisters and their families, but they can take the credit for any good I might have accomplished in my life. I sat by Elda, always close to Mother. Arthur. Our Heavenly Father must have known how much Arthur's older brothers and sisters would need what only Art could give us. None of the others could quite have filled his place as the youngest in the family. He not only seems to recognize the needs of each one, but he seems to know what to do about it, and he does it, be it financially, spiritually, or just seeing that we are all comfortable. He has a greater capacity for sharing a problem or grief than any other person I have ever known. We think of our baby brother with his dog almost teaching him to walk. The group of his little pals always in our yard with Art, Soon and Command, their play horses, made of spools and bottles and little fences a block long. He was a real good businessman by the time he was 6 years old. Art has probably held more offices in the community, as well as many church jobs, than any of the rest. He knows how to get along with people and he is busy at it continually. He is a good musician and a good speaker, but most of all he is a good brother. His place at the table the few years we had him, before the older ones were married, was on Dad's knee. Dad knew just how to hold his knee so his baby could eat and so could he. Yes, how much would I give to sit at that table for one more meal?